The Senate committee hearing, The Importance of MAP 21 Reauthorization, Federal and State Perspectives, featured testimony from the U.S. Transportation Secretary and a panel of governors who provided state perspectives on the need for long-term federal investment in surface transportation and mass transit infrastructure. Committee member Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders cited data from the World Economic Forum that ranks the U.S. 12th in infrastructure stability.
In the state of Vermont, we have the same infrastructural problems that every other state in the country has. We have communities where a whole lot of potholes, we have congestion, we have bridges that are in disrepair. There is a lot of division in the Congress today, but I would hope that on this issue there is a common understanding that we are doing our kids and grandchildren a great disservice if we don't own up to the infrastructure problems that we have right now.
Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin, a Democrat, said economic prosperity, national security, and the ability to improve quality of life depend upon fixing the country's crumbling and aging infrastructure.
We sometimes forget that 80% of our transportation network runs through our rural states. So if you take Vermont as an example, and many of those rural states are in the same boat, bordering Canada, we are the transportation conduit to our biggest trading partner in America, Canada. Projections are that in the next 3 decades, we're going to see our freight transportation increased by 50%, and we have a crumbling infrastructure right now. So in terms of jobs and prosperity, the rural states actually carry a bigger burden because we've got more to maintain, and that infrastructure is crumbling, and it's got to be rebuilt.
Transportation infrastructure is a priority for fellow Democrat, Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy, whose State of the State address 3 weeks ago was dedicated to the issue.
We know that transportation and economic growth are bound together. States that make long-term investments in their infrastructure can have vibrant economies for generations. States that don't will struggle. It is that simple.
Malloy was scheduled to testify at the Senate hearing, but Governor Shumlin relayed his apologies, noting Connecticut's leader was dealing with the aftermath of this week's snowstorm.
We got whacked pretty hard in Northeast, a little bit of a snowstorm on our transportation infrastructure, and he would be here if we were not digging out.
The governors appearing before the committee agreed that short-term or temporary funding must end in lieu of long-term legislation. Republican Alabama Governor Robert Bentley said funding certainty is the most important consideration.
Over the last 5 or 6 years, we have not had that certainty. We need it to plan.
Governor Shumlin agreed.
The more certainty you can give us, the better. Governor Bentley and I have both served in an environment where we've been working month to month. So needless to say, the more certainty you can give us, the longer period of time, the happier all governors will be.
The Congressional Budget Office has estimated that new revenues needed for the Moving Ahead for Progress in the 21st Century, or MAP 21 bill, range from $25 to $85 billion, depending on the reauthorization time frame. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.